How's it going? Somebody was in there with me. And she said, that's not open. And I'm like, oh, man, I hope you're able to cross the street.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Welcome. They walked my way. And I said, hey, hi, are you okay? And, you know, everything's good. She said, sure. I don't understand why I'm an animal. Why do you think that one is out? He likes to pick his throat. You know, them small dogs are hell of a troublemaker. And then one thing went to another, I said, what are you doing? She said, he pays his attention. I was kind of interested to know what type of thing.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
We're you know, but I need somebody that's meditation has done well for her. She has a glass, a level, that she won't let anyone get over the emotional bother of her level's crew. So let's just listen to someone that I don't know. They were all of us, they want someone to speak about that wonderful technique and the things that her find and give her solitude.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Some days are morning,
welcome.
Some days are night. I just came in. I know I wanted to put this out there. First time I'm speaking with someone. She meditates, it works, and she has other things she does. But let's hear it.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
I'm laughing at the young lady. This is the Facts of the Porcupine podcast. That guy, I was sweeping, and he started, like, he found some seeds near the tree. That's why he was bent down. You didn't see him, right?
No, I thought he was picking up dog poop.
He ain't picking up shit.
Yeah.
So he's over there planting, saying, the guy that's in here cleaning the park, he's the supervisor. I'm the volunteer.
Yeah.
So I thought he was going to hit me for money. Because I'm cleaning. He's one of those neighborhoods. You gotta keep your eye on everybody that's around him.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you speak to them or not, you just want to know who's around
him. Yeah.
And that's some crazy shit. Because I saw you, and I'm like, let me see if she's going to do her thing. And then he over there doing some shit for whatever reason.
Yeah, no.
This is the crazy shit about the neighborhood. So how many bags you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. It'll be 20 bags after them shits got shit in.
That's crazy.
They don't care. You got an animal, you got to be responsible. Now, it's a job.
It is a
it's
job.
Like having a man that don't work.
No.
Let me give you my show. You should come later on and play pickleball. I'm going to change my clothes, shower, go to church, come back.
Oh,
we play pickleball. We do a lot.
I'm going into meditation and then
meditation?
I'm big.
Is it helpful?
Yes.
When you say you're big, like, what's meditation do for you? Help us out. You know, it's the audience. How you doing?
Hi. For me, meditation helps me center it makes me think steps ahead or even reflect steps back so that I'm expending my energy properly. So, like, I don't have to get mad at everything because I've already understand what my ceiling of anger is, but I also know what it is not to be angry. And then I can really assess, is that worth that energy?
Are you someone that was taking the classes and everything over the period of time, maybe 5 years or more?
More.
So you said you have a ceiling of anger.
Mm-hmm. Or a ceiling of happiness. Or
you created that ceiling so no one can get you to the point where you're acting out of character, acting...
Well, I think that meditation lets me understand the character I want to be at any time. So I can start the day with gratitude. I can start the day with, like, assessing what I do have. I can start the day thinking of where I want to put my energy and intent. I can start the day thinking about how I can give to communities, to my community, to my family, to myself. And instead of just being like, well, I woke up and now I have to go and grind and go through this day and, like, let every single scenario get to me, I can kind of let a lot of things now glide through me, past me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What drove you towards meditation? Your very first class? Who inspired you? See, honestly, there's a lot of people listening.
Oh, okay.
It's over. I got 5,000
downloads. For me, I got sick.
You're the first person for meditation.
Oh,
I'm being honest with you. So you got sick.
I got sick in my 30s, and it didn't feel like it was meant to be sick. That's how I sensed it. It was like...
Physically, your stomach, your mind,
it was
your
like,
whole...
It just like, I ate well, I was active, but I did have a lot of stress. And I was packing it in. And instead of like expressing it because I was trying to avoid conflict, I was like eating it. And I went to a meditation class.
Your first meditation?
My first meditation class. And then I also found a Reiki. And then I found...
A Reiki?
Yeah.
And what is a Reiki?
It's like a person that moves energy. Oh. And it doesn't take away from, like, church. And it doesn't take away from, like, religion.
It's on my way to church after picking up these leaves and everything you see me doing.
Yeah.
Is church a similar... Does it offer some...
I think...
Components from that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that church adopts, like, meditation and all that stuff is older than church.
Right.
Right? So I think it uses practices in church that I can now recognize if I'm not thinking about, like, who I'm, like, trying to praise, but just allowing myself to, like, acknowledge I'm in New York City,
uh-huh,
on this planet,
uh-huh,
that has a sun and a sky and an atmosphere. Air and water,
uh-huh,
fire and dirt.
Uh-huh.
And then going even above that, there is a whole universe.
Something is up.
There's something like greater than me that allows me. And then also just acknowledging the fact that I'm greater than something else. Like looking at my body made up of like hundreds and thousands of cells that let me do these things.
Interesting. Bring it, girl.
And
you found all that within you.
Yeah.
What made you know that meditation was going to work on the first class? You felt a calmness?
I didn't think it was going to work the first class.
You didn't think?
I don't always think everything works the first time.
No, what I mean by going there and saying, like, somebody say, hey, why don't you go try meditation?
And I, like, the first time I tried meditation, I was like, I can't do this. And then the second time, I was like, I still can't do this. And then maybe about the 10th or 12th time, something clicked. I don't know if it always... I'm a acting teacher, too. And I think there's something about...
You teach acting.
Mm-hmm. And there's something about having a resilient spirit.
You know why we meet, right?
Okay.
You know, because that spirit.
Yeah.
Who in the hell... How would I know the wonderful and the joyful thing that you have done, been through, and doing? His ass been standing behind that tree.
Yeah, I know.
You were nervous. Yeah. I was watching you. Not nervous, but you were like, you have never seen anybody.
Because my
sweet, they were ready to go do their thing.
Yeah, no, not even that. Because my sweet dog, like, barks and doesn't know how to be nice to dogs. and it's a learning lesson.
Oh, so that's
lesson.
Why you have that thing on his mouth.
Yeah, but it's a lesson that's really, truthfully, it's a lesson in patience and acceptance.
And you're teaching that in that animal.
Mm-hmm.
Because that animal wants your attention.
All the time.
So now back to this meditation now. You said a Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a person that, like, actually moves energy and tries to center one's body.
They help you do that.
And they help you do that. And you could do it in lots of different ways, but they're a healer. They're a healing teacher. And
so should we believe in that? Because I need...
I don't think it's something that I don't think it's something you believe. I think, like, the same way you have pastors and the same way you have preachers and the same way you have priests and like, people for the synagogue and all of that, like, there are some people that you just need to, like, move through your body.
So,
like,
so that's the body.
Yeah.
Taking care of the body.
Just taking care of the body, your spirit, the way, like...
Wow.
The way that energy moves through you, the way that things are sourced through
you. Would you ever like to come on and talk more about this?
Sure, I can.
I don't pay people, though.
That's fine.
Okay. You know why I asked to that, ladies and gentlemen? We have a unique audience. We're around the world. And I live a coincidental lifestyle. You know, like, I run into people. I'm just cleaning up. You're an amazing person.
Thank you. Animals, it
may even work for the animals.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out Reiki for my animals.
Reiki. and you are an acting teacher.
Well,
like, you could teach somebody how to act. You coach them along.
I'm an acting coach, a director.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of young people here. And I know she doesn't want to be overworked, but she would love to be overpaid. Now, that's we may have someone that can offer you how to reduce the stress, how not to feel so upset about yourself, not to let another person run you down. Then you got another thing. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, they're all. Oh, so he's a male. And what type of animal?
Jack Russell.
Jack Russells are tough.
They're really tough.
They're not letting nobody take their space.
No, Jack.
And his name?
Jefferson. And Emery.
Yeah. So Emery's a temperate one. Emery don't let Jack, Where are you from? Carolinas or somewhere?
No, from New York. I'm born and bred in Brooklyn.
But your parents?
Brooklyn.
South, Southern, Island.
My grandparents are from all the Virgin Islands.
Very nice.
And, some from, and I guess another part from the South and another part from...
I bet
from
you when people, if I went live here, they'd be on here. They'd be, listen, you just helped me.
Aww. Thank you.
I'm trying to find my... This is personal, and I know she has the answer. Someone did something to me maybe 32 days ago that I just can't never. It's better for me to not speak again, be in that presence, that space, because it's not going to go well. We don't, you know, it's just, I don't want anybody doing anything, whether it's physical or mentally, and if it's over a period of time, it wears you down and it changes you as yourself.
No, I find...
That make any sense?
Yes, I find that there's very interesting things about closure. And
closing the book.
And, like, not only just closing the book, but, like, you know, more often than not, where we're saying that we have all the trauma, it's not really that we have trauma all the time. It's like we're traumatized by not getting to close out these events or people or things in our lives. So it's like, if I've given a certain time to you or I've given a certain energy to you, and then all of a sudden, like, the door is closed or we get in a fight and we can't find a way to communicate or make peace, that's hard, because at some point it's like you usually make a stop.
I made a stop.
And I think the work, or the hardest work, is finding ways of closing the door. I also don't know if we truly have the space of forgiveness. And how
I'm glad you said that, because there's a lot of things that can be done to someone, mm-hmm. and murder is one of them, mm-hmm. and there's no forgiveness for me.
And I think that's
just, I took it to that level, too.
And I think also there are ways to be okay in saying, I let you go in peace.
Right, you did it, I'm moving on. Hopefully it doesn't happen, you do what you do to someone else.
There's something in spirituality calling cutting the cord.
Cutting the cord.
Like when you feel attached to a place, a space, a thing, and it's not serving you anymore. We all have energetic cords. That's why, like, when you lose a parent, regardless if it's good or bad, the cord of it, it's like, it's hard for me to get over it because there are energetic cords to people that have made you.
Wow.
And sometimes it's, like, good to visualize cutting the cord to the things that no longer serve you, and also, like, finding ways to just put the energy back into yourself and understand that that whole now is not a hole, but a space for something else to serve you to come in.
The question I would have for you, and I'm going to get your number, and I want to is almost like the biggest question is, why are we here, for one, and what would you do while you're here? You know what I mean? With all of that being said, it's almost like we either pair same sex to same sex, or whatever the case may be. That energy bringing the goodness, the happiness, how does that flow? Does happiness enter on its own? Because people seek it, and then you run into the wrong person.
Mom told me something that I felt like has stuck with me for a long time, that it's our one duty. It's something we actually have to work towards in pursuing and obtaining forms of happiness. Like, we're responsible for what makes us happy. If you don't like the way you live, you have to change it. If you don't like the way you look, you find a way to make peace with that. It's not just as simple as I'm smiling. It's like making action to aligning yourself to a life that you feel called to.
Okay.
I also think that, you know,
good morning.
I don't know if enough people of color are ever really, I think now it's a very beautiful time because we've had a space to say what does make us happy.
With respect to as a whole people,
but and finding ways of celebrating and finding joy. But how often do you ask yourself, what's made me happy today?
I always tell people, if you can't make yourself happy, if someone is not making you happy, just go right in the bathroom and look in the mirror and smile. If you can't make yourself happy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it. You're amazing. So, and then there's so many pressing thoughts. Did you ever think about having your own show?
Yeah, many of times. I've been told many of times. I don't think about it.
Well, hopefully you will be kind enough to come on and periodically, because I know there's a lot of, like, I meet a lot of people playing, and a lot of people, a lot of walks, a lot of everything, a lot of attitude, a lot of shit, a lot of everything.
Yeah.
And I try to stay the way I was, you know, because we all know better. Honestly, with this mental health, I know we know better.
Yeah.
It's the elements that drive you away from you know better.
Well, so I also think we're just in a point of fear, and I work every day to release fear and to, like, honestly find joy and happiness. It's like I have little periods.
And you have your two guys right here.
Well, like, there are little periods of joy. Like, I live in a really good building. That's joy. My parents are alive and well.
That's
joy.
Beautiful,
like,
wow.
My siblings are doing
so
well.
So small little things make it all worth,
like,
the bigger thing.
But if I'm, like, thinking about it, like, I just have all my nieces, my nephews. Like, I have a big family. They just slept over. I don't have the space for it. But the fact that I don't have the space for it.
But they found a way to stay. Yeah. So that must have been great.
And it was like, this is such joy.
What about financial? You know, that seems to be another thing that pulls away energy, good energy, because you're worried and you're, you know, I just want.
Right. And that's a different vibration, right? Worry is a different vibration than trusting.
Right.
And I think even for myself, I've been going into more of a trusting space that things are going to come as they need to. Something like that just confirmed for me. I've listened to Stevie Wonder all the time, talking to God.
What is his best song that Stevie Wonder?
Talking book. I think about when he says having his talks with God, conversations with God, having a moment.
So there's
with
songs
God.
That are sending out those joyful messages.
Just those messages.
You know, you got to come on, girl, because I, you know what? I know for a fact, ladies and gentlemen, some of you are listening to me, and some of you may not get, we want everyone to live a comfortable, joyful life. Now, I'm not rich. I don't even know what I am, but I know one thing. I'm breathing and I'm alive on this planet.
There you go.
Well, you're going to welcome. What time is it? Yeah, church is. I got enough time to make a shower real quick.
There you go.
Let me end. This is the Faster Porcupine Podcast. It's Sunday. This is Easter Sunday for you guys. And joy is what it is. I got another 10 more minutes to back that up, and we're going to do that. So we're going to end this. Now, you're willing to come on and say hi to us.
I will say hi.
And let me tell you something. Get your thoughts together, because I have a platform where there's nothing negative. If you come into the studio and you want to log in, if you hear a voice, you must send an email to me to verify you to the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. So here we go. I'm going to finish up and let it go. You are beautiful. You made my day.
Thank you.
I think you made this platform with this conversation because you're into meditation. And what's the other one, the gentleman?
Reiki.
Mm-hmm. And you had everybody you possibly could fit in your apartment, along with the animals, over, and that was joy.
Yeah, that's joy.
And you all this cooking, your takeouts. What'd you do? Mm-hmm. You cooked a little something up?
No, I just like said, figure it out. I just brought things. They're more than capable. I also trust that people are capable of doing great things.
And you're an acting coach. We're going to talk. Okay. And listen. When she does come on, if whatever's going on in your life, you may be put on a path, and you can do it yourself, right? Because you've done it for a while. Are you teaching meditation? Or you got to that point?
I'm actually starting my own Reiki sessions.
Well, we would love for you to be, we're going to figure this out, you know, and see Brooklyn has a beautiful oasis. It was incredible last night, the show.
Yeah.
All right, so let's log this down because I got to get. And you know what? We talked about all the struggles,
and I'm trying to do some work with him over the next year, and giving curriculum to schools so that they can find.
And maybe we could catch them earlier prior to going to prison, so the anger can.
Well, that's why I was a theater teacher for 16 years for the Board of Education, and I just left in 2022. I worked in Bushwick.
Okay.
And I worked in Title I schools. Mm-hmm. And then
she would love to have you here. She just hired a guy that does exercises.
Uh-huh.
No more fighting. You remember you used to walk around and you see them tug of war and all that? There's no more of that.
Maybe
we can get you in.
And then I worked at LaGuardia.
Wow.
And
your name?
Naima.
And I'm Reginald Naima. All right, so here's, you mind if I get your number?
Yes.
Yeah, is it?
It's
917-400. But I don't want them hearing. Well, if you heard, I guess she wouldn't mind, but I would. So, you heard a very nice person. And no matter how and what it takes for you to find your comfort zone, you know, it comes in many different, you know, forms, shapes, whatever. But to not let anyone splinter your energy. She said Reiki. I actually looked it up, you know, it's called the spiritual and moving the energy through the body. And it obviously is working because she was so pleasant. And, you know, funny how we met, what I was witnessing, and I just wanted to make sure she was all right, you know, not getting to a point where she may think something will be harmful to hurt her or her animals. And it was fun, you know, it was cool. And I was more like, there's a lot more that we talked earlier. You know, a lot of the conversations and the things that you hear and the platform and things like, I normally ask for permission like this, because once you start talking to me, I'm like, wait a minute, it's something you can offer, you know? And, hey, somebody told me I need yoga and meditation to slow myself down and just relax. And then as she stated, are we finding things that we like?
to do. And if we're a partner up with another human being, do they like what you like to do? And if you don't know what they like to do and you learn what they like to do, it makes a great time together. And when do you not let, she's got an anger level. So once you get to that level, she just shuts down. That's the same as me. Sometimes you just got to stop talking. Or you just have to not allow somebody to get you PO'd. And that's why that tug of war card, love. And, you know, you really got to care for someone. But at the same time, you yourself, the ingredients that make you who you are, have to be working in tune with each other. And that sometimes could be a challenge if you're with someone that is stressing you the hell out. Or some people go and do yoga, meditation, get away from the children, the husband, the guy, the girl, or whoever you have in your life. And then they come back a better person because they know they love you so much that they don't want to leave you. Or they love you so much because they understand you. They understand your ways, your things you do that, you know, keep them there. No one, and then I, remember, you heard me, I asked her, can it help with financial? Because I'm like a roller coaster financially. Oh, please. You know, there's people that have more money than you and I, but we still do what we do and we're enjoying who we are. And everybody's joy on the planet, no matter, like Walamana, they all go buy new clothes for Christmas. That was a podcast we did about 2 months ago and a half that we met a gentleman on the same street block that we're working in. There's renovations going on, so we got to know one another and we said hi. So that's the joy of their land, you know. Everybody getting decked out on this one day, you know. Going to town and getting that is something that they do together. And there's a lot of joy in that. And you know, your job stresses you. But I thought she was interesting. I hope she, you know, she gave me the number, so I don't know. And this was on Sunday. And I got another great one. I met 5 great individuals Sunday. Especially the one that we have up there with the, he said he screwed up that conversation with marriage and everything. That was a good one. He could use some meditation, you know. But hey, I thought me being able to say hi, I'm not afraid to speak to anyone. Definitely have to be careful, you know, how you speak and when you got to pick it. You got to, oh, wow. I charged the cameras. Did I put them back? Oh, my God. Anyway, it's funny. Let me see something. Remember, I did not put the cameras back. Wow, what a bonehead. But yeah, it was a great conversation. Interesting individual, and I'm glad we met. So on behalf of everyone that was listening, we thank you for listening. And I think, you know, that's something that's going to be a useful tool for others. And I think she's a good person. She's gonna come on. Stay safe. We'll see you at
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
I'm grateful for the platform. I'm grateful for the download. We don't have to do that. We'll see you later. I'm your host, Regular Sweet. This is my live from the United States of America. Welcome to New York. All you know, funny. I did not think it worked.
It's calm another down. Podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Stay focused and not let somebody get you off. I'm going to go to the house. The home becomes more
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
They were